Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Three arrests have been made in this month's deadly stabbing of a teen in Coney Island. The suspects, 13, 14, and 15. Details live from our Glenn Chuck. Glenn.
And Bridget, the stunning details as you've outlined here again, these three teenagers, it's the 13-year-old boy being charged with murder. The other two boys are facing gang assault charges in connection with the stabbing death of Naeem Wright, who was set to graduate early from Liberation High School here in Brooklyn, a couple months early here, maybe late March, because he had finished up his credits early. And he was going to be the first of nine boys in his family, we've learned, to graduate from high school. And then he was taken in this incident 10 days ago, cornered right outside of this Rite Aid here at Mermaid and 30th in Coney Island on that Friday afternoon. Apparently was initially trying to help a girl who was in the midst of some type of dispute. Then this group ended up chasing Naeem Wright, and the 13-year-old, according to police here in the 60th precinct, stabbed him in the chest. So I'm at the family home here hoping to speak to Naeem's mother here this morning to get their reaction to these arrests. They're still trying to raise money, by the way, Bridget, to GoFundMe to pay for his funeral. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Coney Island.
Glenn, we thank you for the live update. Some migrants who've been staying at a Hell's Kitchen hotel do not want to be moved to Brooklyn.
About two dozen men sleeping in tents along the sidewalk in front of the Watson Hotel this morning. This after buses came Sunday to take the single men who were staying here to the newly opened Brooklyn Cruise Terminal to make way at this hotel for migrant families.
The first group of migrants that arrived at the Red Hook Terminal immediately turned around. Some of them took the train back, some of them walked back, and told everyone else, don't get on these buses. It's a detention camp. It's a refugee camp.
Sergio Tupac Usarine, a spokesperson for NYC ICE Watch, one of the many groups helping the migrants, says the mayor and governor have other options to house these men.
We're on Billionaires Row, 57th Street. These super towers are 40% vacancy rate with their enormous apartments. They can house a good chunk of the migrants.
Meanwhile, the Watson Hotel not letting them back in. We reached out to City Hall for comment, but have yet to hear back. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hell's Kitchen.
After a Molotov cocktail attack on a synagogue in Bloomfield, New Jersey, leaders from New York and New Jersey's Anti-Defamation League are teaming up today in the Bronx to call for an end to the scourge that is anti-Semitism. This as the ADL releases a new report.
In New York City, half of all the reported hate crimes involve Jewish victims, and the total number of anti-Semitic criminal incidents jumped 41% last year. Scott Richman, the regional director of the New York and New Jersey Anti-Defamation League, says sadly, a new survey shows a deterioration of how Americans view the Jewish population.
These findings are not just to disturb us. It's more than that. These findings are meant to help us understand the nature, the size, the scope of the problem, and provide a sense of what drives anti-Semitic attitudes.
He says one big problem, anti-Semitic attitudes that are shown on social media. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A man has been fatally shot on Summit Avenue in Jersey City last night. The shooting occurred after 9 p.m. in the Heights between Irving and Poplar Streets, about a block from Washington Park. It's the second deadly shooting there in less than a week. Two teens have been killed in a single car crash on the Belt Parkway, one 16, the other 18. They were passengers in the car being driven by a 19-year-old late last night when the vehicle slammed into the median on the eastbound side of the road near Farmers Boulevard. The driver survived the crash and is in stable condition. another dead whale has washed ashore in our area, this time Lido Beach in Nassau County.
So sad. I'm watering up a little bit just seeing it.
Says one of the residents here on Lido Beach West who came to see the 35-foot whale that washed up on the beach. Town Supervisor Don Claven tells me.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, this is probably the first whale we've had beach in this area in approximately 4 years. As for the reasons, that's for the experts to make the determination. I'm not going to speculate, and nobody should speculate.
But Clean Ocean Action says this is the eighth dead whale reported in the New York and New Jersey region, this resident says.
You don't even have to be an animal lover to know just how sad this is. We look at the ships outside all the time, and we understand that they're doing damage to the wildlife and to the environment.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lido Beach, Long Island.
In New Jersey, lawmakers will be considering a so-called Seinfeld bill. The legislation, inspired by this scene in the classic sitcom, would lay out rules for telemarketers.
I'm sorry, excuse me one second. Hello?
Hi, would you be interested in switching over to TMI long distance service?
Oh, gee, I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Well, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home.
No.
Well, now you know how I feel.
The key part of the bill would force telemarketers to provide a number where you could reach them. Republican State Senator John Bramick is the one pushing the changes, he tells 1010 Winds.
If you're able to call me, why can't I call you? And why shouldn't I know who you are and where you are? It's ridiculous that someone can call you, try to sell you something, and then the minute you need their information, they hang up.
And wouldn't you know, Bramich is a lawyer, but he has also dabbled in stand-up comedy. His legislation would also make telemarketers state their name and reason for annoying you within 30 seconds from the time you pick up the call. And from the What Were They Thinking file, the powers that be at the Empire State Building decided to light up the landmark in green and white. A tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles on their trip to the Super Bowl. Our Glenn Chuck chatted with people this morning about what can only be interpreted as a lapse in judgment.
Somebody said it's like putting, you know, Eli Manning's jersey or Daniel Jones on the Rocky statue. You know?
Yeah, or even bringing the Rocky statue to New York.
Because if all fans, right, Philly and New York, we just don't get along.
No, at all, in any sport.
Right.
And keep it that way. I like it. Like, it makes a better competition. The only thing they do good in Philadelphia is cream cheese. That's it.
What about, cheese steak? You know?
The cheese steak is very simple. It's cheese whiz and steak-em. We could do that here. No reason to drive to Philly to get that.
The Eagles will be playing the Chiefs in the big game. Stay tuned to see if the building's lighted at any point in KC's colors, red and gold. I believe they were after the green and white.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.